Austin Gossip News site Quorum Report was in near ecstasy this weekend, reporting on a poll which claims a wide majority of Texas Republicans want Attorney General Ken Paxton to resign due to the indictments against him. But there's a bit of a problem with the poll. First, let me point this key element out about the case against Paxton. It's not a hand-in-the-cookie-jar case. It's a case that experts in the field, including former federal prosecutor Bill Mattea, have questioned from top to bottom. This case is as far from one in which there's evidence we can all see pointing toward illegal behavior as there can be. So if there is ever a case in which we should withhold judgment and truly accept the idea a man's innocent until proven guilty, this is it. As to the poll, Quorum reported, in part two of a poll commissioned by the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee, 62% of likely Republican voters said they would like to see embattled Attorney General Ken Paxton resign. Perhaps surprisingly, 53% of self-identified Tea Party voters agreed that Paxton should step down following his indictment. Two things left out of the report are important. First, of those polled, just over a third reported having voted for Paxton, and almost half polled said they voted for someone else in the primary. Paxton beat moderate Dan Branch in the runoff 2/3 to 1/3. Second, the group that commissioned and controlled the poll is run by a major backer of, guess who? Yes, the defeated Dan Branch. Just like the indictment of Paxton, not all is as it seems. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.